talking to some of the best voices in Nashville. This is One-on-One with Greg Pogue.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
Also brought to you by
Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, Bass Tire Company, Sam's Sports Place and Sports Grill, Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport, Valentino's Ristorante, and Sir Speedy of Music City.
One-on-One with Greg Pogue. Broadcasting live from Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Now, here's Greg Pogue.
It is hour number two of our Saturday morning extravaganza right here at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. All this presented by Freeman Webb, One-on-One. Vol for Life, Bubba Miller, Brentwood Academy, captain of the Tennessee Vols, 11 years in the NFL, man about town, good dude, good buddy of mine. Anytime I, you know, have a problem, I don't call him. He only compounds it. No, I mean, how you doing, Bob? Put that up there close.
I'm good, yeah, Greg. Yeah. I am good.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you as well. I'm really, really glad.
Your head is so big.
All right.
You got to think.
How's that?
Yeah, it's good.
I really appreciate you asking me to come down and do this. And it's a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
Love this weather and love this neighborhood.
Well,
it's my first time at Roy's Meat
Service,
but I really do spend a lot of time in East Nashville. I frequent the restaurants here. I love the chef-owned places and the locally-owned places, and those are the places I try to spend my money, but I never really come towards Shelby Park.
Yeah.
So, but that will change.
Well, and this place is – we talk about it, but, I mean, this is sort of where the old East Nashville and the new East Nashville – they get along. They all belong here. It's like a bodega in a city or a country store where everybody just comes around and gets to know everybody. And there's so many people, and this is what I say, I mean, you come here because you like the vibe. Don't change the vibe once you get here.
Understood.
You got that?
Understood. Not like you, man, and trying to just spreading the gospel of Greg Pogue all over.
So that's where we're going. All right, let's just start right away. Your Vols, what are you thinking?
I feel good about today's game.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Well, just in general.
You know.
Because, man, the bar has been set. And the expectation is high.
You know, it's kind of all over the place. If you think about the expectation was high based on what? Is what I ask people.
Yeah, last few years of growth.
Okay, but yeah. when practice started in August, we had no idea who our quarterback was. You know, what championship contender doesn't know who their quarterback is coming out of spring practice, okay? Then I think the expectations were a little bit elevated after the Syracuse game. As time has kind of shown, they're not very good. But that was a good game for Aguilar to get in there and kind of get his feet wet. And Georgia, man, we had them. I mean, we had them. I was there. We had them. Alabama game obviously got away from us a little bit at the end of the first half, and they kind of pushed us around a little bit in the second half. And then Oklahoma, man, Venables and that team was fighting for their lives, and they wanted it a little bit more. Played a little bit harder, had a little bit better game plan, made some better adjustments. So
made fewer mistakes.
Made much fewer mistakes. So here we are with three losses, with, you know, two more out there on the horizon that are not going to be gimmies. Florida's playing hard. I watched them in that cocktail game. That team wants to, you know, they haven't quit. And then, of course, you know, we'll be playing. We'll be playing for a playoff.
At what moment in my life have I formed my mouth to say Vanderbilt is in contention, going in the last game of the year for the playoffs?
That is a knockout game.
Clark Lee and the job he's done there has been pretty amazing.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
He has done an unbelievable job. Barton Simmons has done an unbelievable job. I tell you, the guy that I don't hear anybody talking about over there who might be the most impressive of anybody is whoever their strength coach is, because that team's healthy. You know, no team's really got any depth to mention outside of maybe some Ohio States and Alabama, but they don't miss guys. They don't miss games. So they've got a winning formula over there, and yeah, they'll be playing for all
well,
of them.
They were,
weekend.
And even self-admittedly, they were slow to the NIL party. That's the game changer. Tracy, the wonderful lady here, what in the world is bent and sitting in front of you right here, Bubba?
Bacon and eggs.
Bacon and eggs, some toast.
Man.
They sourced this pork from a particular producer.
Okay.
They just don't – it just doesn't show up. They know that pig's name. Oh, my.
Anyway, back to Vanderbilt, man. They, you know, Clark Lee is going to – they're going to have some unintended consequences over there because everybody's coming after that guy once the season's over.
Nice problem to have.
And rightfully so. Yeah, it is a nice problem to have. So,
one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Bubba Miller is our guest, one of the Nashville 50 greatest high school football players of all time. And I was a voter on that committee, that Mike Horgan. And, yeah, you appreciate your support. You got my vote. Yeah, it got down to about 50, 48, 49, 50, 51.
Man.
Which one of these do I know? So, no, but.
You know, I'm really, really grateful for Mike Horgan. Really grateful for him because he is really, as Nashville really transitions to a point where you don't know anybody anymore. You know,
yeah.
Greg, I live in Franklin. I can go all over that city, gas station, restaurant, grocery store, and never see anybody that I actually know. So I'm really grateful for Mike Horgan for really hanging on to the old traditions and kind of keeping. But then when I go and I see people and he puts these lists, it generates conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And it helps people to understand that we actually had a city prior to 2010 or 2019 or whatever.
Well, you know? And he has a Facebook page devoted to the NIL, not name, image, likeness, the Nashville Interscholastic League back in the day. And so before, and we're not going to go, you know, until the 70s, the private schools did not proliferate, but busing caused the neighborhoods to go away in a lot of ways. And, yeah, we're not going to go into that social issue.
Well, it's history.
Yeah, it is history. And it's Bubba Miller with us as well. Back to the Vols, because I want to hang with that. Aguilar, what you've wanted from him, I think you've got. Is that fair?
He righted the ship.
Yeah.
He gave us a guy that was experienced. I'm hearing that a couple of the other guys, Merklinger and
McIntyre.
McIntyre.
From your alma mater.
Are coming and are close.
Well, and you got the number one player in the country, the Charlotte quarterback, coming,
Faison,
too.
Faison. So I think the future is definitely bright. But I wouldn't have felt great about starting a season with a guy that's never played in a game with a team as ready-made as we were. So I think Aguilar, I think it's been a win-win. I think it's definitely been a win. Definitely been a win for us. I think it's definitely been a win for him. I mean, this kid, he'll get invited to an NFL camp based on what he did here this year.
Over the years, the VFLers have been welcomed at varying degrees by the current head coaches and staffs. Where would you put Heupel and how he engages all the VFLs?
I'd put him very high on the list. He's one of us, meaning a former player. He understands what that tradition means. He understands that we want to have a closeness with the program, but nobody's here to, you know, impede on what he's doing or we're only here to help and support. So I think being a former player, he really gets it. So I've never felt unwelcome. You know, I've been to several events when he comes to town. There's guys there, man. He just gets it. He gets us because he's one of us.
Yeah, and he knows the importance of it. I mean, why would you run off your foundation?
Well, I've asked you that before. We've had some knuckleheads here in the past that didn't really find value in having any of that stuff around. So we won't go there. Let's just look forward.
Okay, I tell you what we're going to do, because we're going to take a break. You know why? This break's about 4 minutes, 5 minutes long. You get to eat during
this
break.
Sounds good.
I'm sitting there smelling that and looking at that, and Tracy here whipped you up a great breakfast. Enjoy. Bubba Miller, thanks for taking the break early for my food. Thank you very much. Bubba Miller with us. This is what we do, 101 with Greg Pogue, right here on 94.9 The Fan.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit FreemanWebb.com to find out so much more.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Tucked away on a quiet, tree-lined cul-de-sac just 1 mile from Nashville International Airport, the Holiday Inn Express Hotel Nashville Airport is your personal retreat in Tennessee's capital city. From the two-story glass atrium to the beautifully landscaped courtyards, our incredible accommodations provide a perfect home base for exploring the Music City. Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport and IHG Hotel is the official hotel of the Nashville Cats. For more information, visit ihe.com/Holiday Inn Express.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
Are you ready for a touchdown of flavor and excitement? Look no further than Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill. The ultimate destination for great food, fantastic drinks, and game-time atmosphere that will have you cheering for more. Sam's is the place for every sports fan and food lover, with over 40 TVs at every location. Sam's has a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone can have a blast. From their friendly staff to awesome kids' menu, they've got something for everyone. Online at samsplace.net or samsportsgrill.com. Or call and find the nearest location to you. At Sam's, the game is always on and the fun never stops.
Sir Speedy Music City is our trusted resource for all things signage, indoors and out, mail services, and printing. Whether you need to get in front of customers with a great sign, an eye-catching mailing, or impressive printing, they have it all covered, so you can rest assured your project is in good hands with the official print company of the Nashville Cats. Call Sir Speedy Music City today at 615-832-9100 or visit them at sirspeedymusiccity.com. Tell them Greg Pogue said to call.
Hey, at Bass Tire, comprehensive mechanical services are designed to address every aspect of your vehicle's needs, ensuring it performs at its highest level. Located at 3801 Nolensville Pike, Bass Tire customers can enjoy a comfortable waiting area with complimentary coffee and Wi-Fi, along with the convenience of a free shuttle service, ensuring a pleasant experience while their vehicle is being serviced by the absolute best in our city. See what all owner Steve Bass and his staff have to offer by simply visiting BassTire.com. That's BassTire.com.
Jim Mitchell here with Guardian Fleet, West Nashville Wrecker, and Dad's Towing. Situations arise when our cars have to be towed due to breakdowns or unfortunate accidents. Remember, you have a choice. For professional towing or recovery, call on West Nashville Wrecker or Dad's Towing.
Dad's Towing Service and West Nashville Wrecker. Keep this number handy. 615-833-3703. 615-833-3703. Online at dadstowingservice.com.
People want to define teams by singular performances.
Sports. Did he not go back into the game after that interception?
Let's get this turned around. And we're all saying, no, they don't.
Here. You thought you were on your way.
Your sports live here.
On ESPN 94.9.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
One-on-one with Greg Pug, presented by Freeman Webb, Lloyd's Meat Service at East Nashville. Guest today, Ball for Life, Bubba Miller. How was breakfast?
Good. Good. Still working on it.
Good.
And thank you. This was worth the drive. Seeing you, but this was worth the drive.
I told you there's food. And I got you. I left the crumbs for you. Bubba Miller with us as well. Let's – Let's go back, and obviously a lot to talk about your UT days, starter, captain, you know, always remembered for snapping the ball to Peyton Manning and everything. But even before that, growing up, you're a large man, okay? At what point along the way did you become competitive to match your size? Does that make sense? Because you there's a lot of big people that can't play football.
Yeah, but I'm the youngest of three boys, so you know, there was some of that was just kind of fight for your life kind of stuff. You know what I mean, around the house. But I've always enjoyed competing. I've always enjoyed working hard. I've always enjoyed sweating. I've always enjoyed straining. And I think those are all components of, you know, being competitive and being able to make it to some of the places that I was able to make it. So. You know, you go through that phase where you're the biggest guy, so obviously you're the best player. But then as you move up, that becomes less and less important. And then once I left high school, I was smallest guy on every team I ever played on in my position. So at a certain point, you've got to learn some other skills to go along with that. Wrestling was a big benefactor of that for me.
State champion. Wrestling. Two-time state champion?
Well, we won't brag, but yes.
Yeah, I knew that.
At a time when there was one state champion at every weight class, unlike now where kind of like this football tournament, there's going to be 97 champions here. So that really helped me. I felt like it helped me more than anything from an injury standpoint. And I tell kids all the time, high school kids, you know, everybody wants to train. Everybody wants to hire a trainer. Everybody wants to, if you want to be good in football, wrestle and run track. That's it. Wrestle and run track. So I chose wrestling. Running wasn't really my thing. And I really felt like if you asked me, hey, what was the one thing that allowed you to, you know, play football as long as you did, I would unequivocally point to one thing, and that would be wrestling.
How did you get to Brentwood Academy? Because you were part of the foundation with Carlton Flatt and that staff of Hall of Famers, every one of them.
Well, they had won some state titles. I was a seventh grader in 85, and one of my little league coaches had gone to Sunday school with a gentleman named Jimmy Gentry, who a lot of people know in this area, passed a couple years back, was a World War II veteran and just literally a local legend. And that's kind of how that ball got rolling.
So. Yep. In Carlton Flatt, I mean, when you sit and talk about legends, obviously the epitome, I mean, you start putting together a Mount Rushmore of high school coaches in this state, Carlton Flatt's on it.
He's definitely on it. He did things a very different way. You know, he really instilled the principles of, you know, preparation, accountability, and toughness was – toughness was pretty high on his list of things he demanded from everybody. You know, looking back at that time with him, he got the most out of me. He got the most out of a lot of other really good players, but he also got the most out of guys that never would play one snap of college football. And that was really what made us unique. I still to this day haven't seen a program where a coach demanded everything out of every guy from the starting quarterback to the best player down to the guy that's never going to see the field, you know, and he just had an amazing way to get everybody ready. He had an amazing way to get just the most out of everyone. And I still hadn't quite figured out how he did it.
But by trade, he was a math teacher that coached, or maybe a football coach that taught math. But he told me one time that analytical part of math helped him translate to football. Did you even at that time sense that? Because I remember him telling me that we had a long discussion about math.
Well, back before we had, you know, video on the sidelines, real-time pictures, all this stuff, you know, he would see things. And he was so far ahead of the curve because of the way he saw the game. He would see things that would happen in a split second that most guys would miss, that you would go back and see on the film, but he would see it all in real time. That's just kind of how his brain worked. I mean, his brain calculated, much like you're saying, going back to that math brain, his brain calculated everything in real time. So he didn't need to go back to the film to verify anything. So and I've only been around a handful of guys, coaches, players, quarterbacks, who can see the entire field and tell you what, you know, 10 out of 11 did on any given play without going back to that video.
101 guest, Ball for Life, Bubba Miller with us. At Brentwood Academy, did you sense, though, that anything less than championship felt like, not maybe failures is too strong, but that bar of expectation that you had to live up to? And did that translate later in life? Because you could not afford to lose because you had a tradition to uphold.
Losing was not an option. Remember at one point we won 31 straight games. We lost my junior year to Paducah Tillman. They came down here and beat us 7-0 on our field with our starting quarterback had gotten hurt the week before, our starting tailback had gotten hurt, which, you know, in high school, that's, you know.
Was the running back Higgs that went on to Kentucky at Paducah Tillman there? I don't remember.
They had a I remember they had a really good outside linebacker named Emerson Wells, who played at Kentucky, was a really good player. Anyway, they came down here and they beat us 7-0, and we weren't distraught about losing. We were scared about what coach was going to say about us losing. So I remember going in the locker room and him telling us after that game how proud he was of us for fighting through some obvious adversity, missing, you know, a tailback and a quarterback. And that was the first and only time I ever lost a game where I just, you know, went home not afraid to go to practice the next day because, you know, it just – we had what we had. So back to your question, man, losing was not an option. I played in state championship games as a freshman, sophomore, and junior. My senior year, we had what was at that time the worst record in school history. We were 8-4. We lost to MUS on a 47-yard field goal by Tom Hutton, who went on. Tom Hutton, you know, knocked us out of the playoffs that year from Memphis University School, and Tom and I went on to be teammates for 4 years at University of Tennessee, and then we went on to be teammates for 4 more years with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, weird circumstances life gives you sometimes.
When did the recruiting process start with you? When was the first time, hey, I can go at the next level?
You know, it really hit me my junior year. We played Alcoa in a state championship game, and they beat us. They were obviously really good. We had beaten them the year before in the old Clinic Bowl down in Vanderbilt. And after that game, I started getting some, you know, I'd gotten some random mail. You get, you know, they send out questionnaires and flyers to half of America, you know. After that game, I played really well. They had a really good linebacker, a tight end, ended up going to Georgia named Shannon Mitchell. And I had a really good game against him. And I think, as I was later told by Phil Former, he was actually recruiting Shannon Mitchell when he saw me. So
And Philip was offensive line coach at the time.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So after that game, action started kind of picking up. And then my senior year obviously generated quite a bit of opportunities to go.
Was it always school. I mean, who did you strongly consider?
You know, it was always a size thing. I remember Coach Flat telling me, do not go, because even back then they try to get you up there to camp, you know, and they measure your hand, measure your height, 40, and measure everything, you know. So, and I remember Flat telling me, don't go to camp. And I was like, well, why? They really want me to come. He's like, well, because they're gonna, you know, they think you're 6'2", and you're not, and if you go up there, they're going to find out you aren't, and they're not going to offer you. So I didn't go to camp. So that was also a little bit of a different thing because, you know, nowadays I've got a good friend who coaches or who's the athletic director down at UAB. I'll go down there and watch a game or two. Greg, when you get there to get your meal ticket before you go into the game, height, weight, hand size, it's like, oh my gosh, nobody can hide from anything anymore. Yeah. They got you. So that was really after my senior year, after my junior year is when things really started to pick
up. Was it always Tennessee? Who else knocked and you listened?
You know, I hate to say it. You know, when Jerry DiNardo came to town, man, I was the first guy he called. And man, he had a really interesting pitch at that time. You know that he what the things he was going to do, because he had come from Colorado. They had just won a national championship, and he was going to bring the eye bone to West End and you know, start winning games in the Southeastern Conference. That obviously didn't happen. And then, you know,
but in that 4-year stretch, remember, because the last 2 years I covered for the Banner as the beat writer, he won 18 games in 4 years, a 4-year stretch, the best one since the 50s when Art Gepp was the coach. Just so they got him the LSU job.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. So,
could you imagine, though, what your life would have been like if you'd gone to Vanderbilt?
I don't even want to. No. It'd be, you know, who knows, man?
Yeah.
I could be president of First Tennessee Bank, you know? Just kidding. No, it would have definitely been different. So I don't in any way regret that decision.
How was the first time you were offered? How did you get that official offer from Philip, or was it Majors? And I'm gonna get to skip to that.
Well,
Majors, too. How involved was he on the front
end? I'll never forget. They set up the official visit because at that time, you know, they could do one in-home visit back in those dark ages, back in the late 1900s. And I'll never forget, my mom pulled out her, cleaned the house, made me clean the house. She cleaned it another time. And she pulls out the one and only time I ever saw her use. She had a copper or a silver tea service, and really, really nice china that she had been gifted from someone in my family that was no longer with us. And she polished that silver, and she had that tea service ready, the one and only time she ever used it, because Johnny Majors came into our house. And it was a big, you know, you don't pick up on all those things at that time. I didn't know what was appropriate. Hey, some guy's coming to our house, you know. Well, she knew who Johnny Majors was. And so Johnny Majors and Phil Fulmer were, you know, two Hall of Famers. You know, who would ever think that, you know, growing up in Triune, Tennessee, the two Hall of Fame coaches would be sitting in your kitchen table wanting you to offer you a scholarship to be a volunteer. So it was a really, really special time, as I reflect back on it.
Bubba Miller with us. You got a little bit more breakfast left, right? Hey, look here. We got Chase McCabe, program director, is here. Just I think he heard about the food and has come over here. And
it's like the bat, yeah, like the bat signal.
Yeah, it was. All right, we'll take a break. More with Bubba coming up right here on 94.9 The Fan.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people, and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit freemanweb.com to find out so much more.
This is Freddie and Harry.
People have to admit that Bears quarterback Caleb Williams will not be a bust. And they better come to grips with this as well. He keeps going like this in his offense of Ben Johnson. People are going to have to admit, as much as they don't want to, that this kid is not going to be a bust. And if he continues like this, HD, he'll be an elite quarterback in the NFL in less than 2 years.
Check out more from Freddie and Harry weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tucked away on a quiet, tree-lined cul-de-sac just 1 mile from Nashville International Airport, the Holiday Inn Express Hotel Nashville Airport is your personal retreat in Tennessee's capital city. From the two-story glass atrium to the beautifully landscaped courtyards, our incredible accommodations provide a perfect home base for exploring the Music City. Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport and IHG Hotel is the official hotel of the Nashville Cats. For more information, visit ihe.com/Holiday Inn Express.
Sir Speedy Music City is our trusted resource for all things signage, indoors and out, mail services, and printing. Whether you need to get in front of customers with a great sign, an eye-catching mailing, or impressive printing, they have it all covered, so you can rest assured your project is in good hands with the official print company of the Nashville Cats. Call Sir Speedy Music City today at 615-832-9100 or visit them at sirspeedymusiccity.com. Tell them Greg Pogue said to call.
Hey, at Bass Tire, comprehensive mechanical services are designed to address every aspect of your vehicle's needs, ensuring it performs at its highest level. Located at 3801 Nolensville Pike, Bass Tire customers can enjoy a comfortable waiting area with complimentary coffee and Wi-Fi, along with the convenience of a free shuttle service, ensuring a pleasant experience while their vehicle is being serviced by the absolute best in our city. See what all owner Steve Bass and his staff have to offer by simply visiting BassTire.com. That's BassTire.com.
ESPN Radio lives here. Your sports live here on ESPN 94.9 The Fan.
You're listening to One-on-One with Greg Pogue.
Presented by Freeman Webb.
Your sports live here on 94.9 The Fan.
And the Game Nashville Sports Network.
This is where we be. Chase McKay, program director for 102.5, 94.9, all of that. He's going to be filling in for me. I'm going to be out of town doing TSU football next weekend. So Chase will be doing the show, Prep Football Talk with Coach Bubba Spears, and then One-on-One with Chase McCabe. And he's going to book whoever he wants. It's you. You do it. So anyway.
Has he given you any indication of who that's going to be?
No, not yet. So we just talked about it a couple days ago. But, yeah, so he was just coming by. He's been here before, but just to see the lay of the land, the setup, and everything. First time you met Peyton Manning, because you snapped the ball to him for 4 years.
Two of your four.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell you that it was some magical moment. I knew the first time I laid eyes on him that he was going to be the guy, because if you remember back at that time, you know, we had the two top quarterbacks in America.
But Brandon Stewart,
both came to the University of Tennessee. And if you remember, like you often see with young quarterbacks, you know, when they're learning the game, unsure where to throw the ball, they just go out and run around. Well, one guy can run and one guy couldn't. So if you remember back accurately, if people would remember that time, everybody thought Brandon Stewart was going to be the guy, based simply on the fact that he was mobile and could run. So, you know, everybody's heard the story about the first time he comes in the huddle at the Florida game when we're getting beat 31-0, and he comes in and gives us this rah-rah speech about, guys, I know I'm young, but I can bring us back. And Jason Lehman looks at him and says, man, shut the blank up and call the blank and play. Peyton tells that story so much better. And he's told me about the appreciation for – I don't want to say the appreciation for the disrespect, but he was just another freshman, just happened to be the quarterback. And then – you know, the legend and the lore came much later, but when you talk about the first time we ever met, he was just a skinny guy with a long neck that could throw the football. It was just like I'd seen, you know, seen guys like him before, or so I thought.
Yeah. First team All-SEC in 95. Tell me about that year.
You know, it's a shame that college football took so much time to evolve, because, you know, we finished that year 11-1 with the loss being at Florida. You know, Ohio State finished that year 11-1 with a loss being last game of the season in Michigan. And then we play in a Citrus Bowl in Orlando, Florida for absolutely nothing. It was a good game.
11-1 gets you in the playoffs these days.
11-1 will get 11-1 could get you a bye in the playoffs these days. But you know, 11-1 at that time didn't get you a hill of beans. So you know, we played. So we played in the Citrus Bowl against a really good Ohio State team that had a Heisman Trophy winner on it, had a future NFL coach on it, a future Hall
that
of
would
Fame.
Be, of course, Eddie.
Yeah,
Eddie
future,
George.
Future Hall of
Fame. Of course,
Fame
you guys,
tackle.
You guys cheated because your cleats were longer.
Yeah, that's what. That's what. Who was that? Cooper.
John Cooper said that, yeah. Right? That you had longer. What? I can't.
I can't remember. Anyway, what a day! What a game! What a season! Yeah. So, you know, so we go 11-1 with a senior line and a young quarterback and a bunch of really, really good players. And it's just, you know, that I will say this, and Fulmer would go back and say this as well, that season, really the season before the 94 season when we dealt with so much stuff, when we had those freshman quarterbacks and we had our senior quarterback get hurt the first game of the season, I've heard Coach Fulmer say many times and all the years he was head coach at Tennessee, the 94 team was his favorite team.
Who was the quarterback? Got hurt at UCLA.
Jerry Colquitt.
Jerry Colquitt. That's right. I was drawing a blank at UCLA, correct?
Yeah.
Bubba Merrill with us, 101 with Greg Pogue, presented by Freeman Webb. We're at Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. Did you were not drafted. Did you think that you would be drafted?
Of course. I went to Tennessee. I started 4 years at Tennessee. That in and of itself should get you drafted, but no, things didn't work out when I got.
Was it the measurable?
Yes.
6'1".
When I got to the combine in Indianapolis, Greg, I was 6'1" So I'd lost, not even 6'1". And there were some monsters there that year. That was the Jonathan Ogden year. That was the John Runyon year. I mean, there was just literally. I'm like, man, what am I doing here? They think I'm the water boy. it was definitely in the measurables, but you know what? It all worked out. Really happy for that time and the lessons I learned through that period. And, you know, it really gave me an opportunity to kind of pick my place. And I went to
why the Eagles? Because you had a good run there.
Well, I'd met a guy there who was in our front office named John Wooten. John Wooten is a, you know, he was Jim Brown's pulling guard and a very, very influential guy in the league. I met him at the combine, and he called me and he said, hey, listen, we're not going to offer you very much. There's going to be a lot of teams that are going to offer you more money. And he goes, but you're going to be a camp body. But if you come here, you will have a legitimate chance to make this football team. So I took his word for it, and I believed him. And I really liked the head coach at the time. I really liked a lot of people in the organization, and I, you know, definitely made the right choice there, and I still consider myself a Philadelphia Eagle to this day.
Am I looking at Pro Football Reference? You had two receptions,
two career receptions.
You had two. Tell me about that, because I know you didn't line up at tight end, did you?
I did.
Did you? Okay, I don't. You had two catches.
The first one was we're playing the Giants in Veterans Stadium, and that ball got batted, and I picked it up, and you know,
that's a reception.
First down, that counts a reception. So yeah. It was a first down and a loss to the Giants. The second one was late in the season in '98. It had already been announced Ray Rhodes wasn't coming back. The whole staff's getting fired, so we're playing for pride at this point. We play. In December, we played the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau, and we had two tight ends get hurt. One broke a leg, and one might have torn an ACL in the same game. So fast forward, that's on a Sunday. We got a Thursday night game against the Rams. This was the year before they won the Super Bowl, and the only other tight end we have on the team, and I cannot remember this kid's name. I can see his name. I can see his number. He was basically a glorified receiver. He was about 220 pounds and wasn't going to block anybody. So we came out. So I was nominated and elected tight end the Monday after we had played the Packers, and we came out in this package, and we ended up beating the Lions. That was, or beating the Rams. That was one of our three wins that year. And it worked so well, we stuck with it for the rest of the season. So the very last game against the Giants, we were down a couple touchdowns. We're just trying to basically run out the clock. And Coy Detmer, who was the quarterback, caught a bootleg. So he faked it one way. I snuck out the back for about a 12-yard reception. So that's how that happened.
How did your walking away from football? I guess you got hurt, right? Did you break your leg?
I broke my ankle in a preseason
game. Ankle, yeah.
And then had some complications after that, staph infection. So 6 surgeries in a 13-month period on the same ankle.
How tough was it to walk away from football?
I didn't walk away. I limped away. So so that made it a little bit easier because, at that time I really couldn't walk. So I wasn't ready to be done. But, very few – man, there's a handful of guys that have walked away on their terms, man. You don't retire from football. It retires you.
You were a TV analyst for the Eagles. Doug Matthews got you doing the Bubba Miller show. You worked in Atlanta for – it's what, Sports South at the time?
Yeah, I did some really cool stuff.
I mean, why did that not – and but then – I've known you ever since for being an entrepreneur. Your business, Bubba Miller Recycling, all the other things. You've always had that entrepreneurial spirit, right?
I've always really wanted to kind of be my own guy, do my own thing, and kind of control my own destiny as much as I can. None of us are truly in control, but I've always chosen to bet on myself. And that, the media thing, it was.
Because you're good at it. You and I have had this conversation 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
I kept saying, Bubba, do it, man. You're good at it.
I certainly could have made a career out of it. But, sometimes just family circumstances kind of dictate the direction and the path that you need to take. And it just really wasn't in the cards for me. But I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did a show with just imagine this, how cutting edge this is. I did a show with Frank Frangie. Frank? Who's a play-by-play guy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. We did a show in Jacksonville. No, we did it in Atlanta one year. Then we moved it to Jacksonville. And we would pre-tape. This is how cutting edge this was. We would pre-tape an SEC pregame show because no such thing existed at that time. This is like 05, 06, 07. And then it got to where he was like, maybe we should throw some ACC in there. So we would make all our predictions. We would pre-tape the show on Thursday, and then we would play the show, and then we would, on Saturday, and we would do 2 live games on one of those regional Fox stations. But can you imagine a time before there was a game day? Like, the thought of having something so specific as you only talk about Southeastern Conference football for 60 minutes was very cutting edge. So I was very fortunate to be a part of that.
Bubba Miller, one-on-one with Greg Pogue. Family, tell me about kids. Where is everybody?
I told you I was dragging a little bit this morning. We had my youngest is a sophomore at Battleground Academy in Franklin, and we had a playoff game last night in Knoxville. So, get home this morning about 2:00, and we won. So we go to Boyd Buchanan next week for a semifinal game, and it'll be a great ball game. Have two more at Battleground Academy. My oldest is in the music business. He's doing some really, really, really neat stuff. He's got a company that he founded called Origins Music Group. They actually have their annual awards show coming up this next Thursday at Top Golf, the venue inside of Top Golf. So if anybody wants to hear some really good music, his company is geared towards featuring people that don't typically get platforms, so mostly African-American and Latin country artists. There is a whole genre out there that I had nothing about. So really proud of him for kind of stepping into it and kind of living his dream. And then I have a 25-year-old that was a also wrestled and played football at Nolensville. He was a two-time state runner-up, and he works with me every day. So,
cool.
Life is good right now from a family standpoint.
Bubba Miller is our guest. We'll take a break, be back, and wrap it up. I also got another announcement here from Roy's Meat Service. Santa is coming to town right here. We'll talk to Bubba and wrap it up here. 94.9 The Fan.
This is a Game Nashville Sports Network weather update.
Here is your latest Middle Tennessee weather. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 77. A southwest wind around 15 miles per hour is expected, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Sunday will be sunny and cooler with a high near 65. From the Game Nashville Sports Network, I'm Selma Bouvier.
Your sports live here on the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Tucked away on a quiet, tree-lined cul-de-sac just 1 mile from Nashville International Airport, the Holiday Inn Express Hotel Nashville Airport is your personal retreat in Tennessee's capital city. From the two-story glass atrium to the beautifully landscaped courtyards, our incredible accommodations provide a perfect home base for exploring the Music City. Holiday Inn Express Nashville Airport, an IHG hotel, is the official hotel of the Nashville Cats. For more information, visit ihe.com/Holiday Inn Express.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Are you ready for a touchdown of flavor and excitement? Look no further than Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill. The ultimate destination for great food, fantastic drinks, and game-time atmosphere that will have you cheering for more. Sam's is the place for every sports fan and food lover, with over 40 TVs at every location. Sam's has a family-friendly atmosphere where everyone can have a blast. From their friendly staff to awesome kids' menu, they've got something for everyone. Online at samsplace.net or samsportsgrill.com. Or call and find the nearest location to you. At Sam's, the game is always on and the fun never stops.
Hey, this is Greg Pug, and while Nashville might be changing and shifting around us, the inner soul and vibe of the city remains vibrant and very much alive. Take an iconic location like Roy's Meat Service in East Nashville. It's the place around the corner with the finest prime meats and amazing meals served by wonderful people and anything else you might need without going to the big box store. Roy's Meat Service is a preferred caterer of the Nashville Cats. Give them a call at 615-227-2583 or visit roymeatservice.com.
With more than 18,000 apartments, you know, Freeman Webb apartment communities must be managed with expertise. Professionals who care about the quality of your residence, upkeep, cleanliness, and safety. Freeman Webb is affiliated with the most dynamic realtors in Nashville and the surrounding areas. Whether your needs are commercial or residential, their highly trained realtors will assist you in attaining all of your real estate goals. Since 1979, when founded by Bill Freeman and Jimmy Webb, and now led by Bob Freeman, visit freemanweb.com to find out so much more.
Hey, at Bass Tire, comprehensive mechanical services are designed to address every aspect of your vehicle's needs, ensuring it performs at its highest level. Located at 3801 Nolensville Pike, Bass Tire customers can enjoy a comfortable waiting area with complimentary coffee and Wi-Fi, along with the convenience of a free shuttle service, ensuring a pleasant experience while their vehicle is being serviced by the absolute best in our city. See what all owner Steve Bass and his staff have to offer by simply visiting BassTire.com. That's BassTire.com.
Sir Speedy Music City is our trusted resource for all things signage, indoors and out, mail services, and printing. Whether you need to get in front of customers with a great sign, an eye-catching mailing, or impressive printing, they have it all covered, so you can rest assured your project is in good hands with the official print company of the Nashville Cats. Call Sir Speedy Music City today at 615-832-9100 or visit them at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Tell them Greg Pogue said to call.
Guys, Big Joe here from my good friends over at Busy Bee. They're simply the best. What do they got going on now? $49 heating inspection. Free indoor air quality package with each unit install. It's a $750 value. You get it for $49. And if you qualify now, up to 12 months, no payments, no interest with qualifying applicants. Is Busy Bee the best? Heck yeah, they are. Get them online at BusyBeeHVAC.com.
Call 775-7833.
ESPN Radio lives here. Your sports live here on ESPN 94.9 The Fan.
against Ball for Life. Good. Katrina Giles, she's the general manager at Roy's Meat Service. I was telling her about if you're nervous, what they say when you speak to a group, how you're supposed to view the group you're speaking to be less nervous. I wouldn't do that to you for anything, Katrina. It might help if I turn your microphone on. Okay. There you go.
I wouldn't do it to you either.
General manager here, December 5th. What's going on?
All right. We got our annual fireside with Santa here at 605 South 19th Street, East Nashville. I think it's third, fourth year we've done this. We've got Santa, Mrs. Claus. We offer free pictures with them, pet-friendly pictures. We have fire pit set up. Kids can roast marshmallows, make s'mores, hot chocolate. We'll have snow. Of course, you can't have Christmas without
snow. She's guaranteed snow.
So we're going to have snow. So, of course, our charity of charity of choice is the Box 55 Association. You know, they do rehab for all of our first responders. Honored to have them. Always have been. Good people. Great group of people.
Well, and then the kitchen's open too, right? The
it
great
is.
Food.
It
Bubba's
is.
Already partake already.
Oh, yeah. I think Tracy fixed you a good little breakfast, didn't she?
It was very good.
Good deal. Good deal. Good. Awesome. But, yeah, and also we're going to partner with Davidson County Sheriff's Office this year. We've got a donation box for toys, unwrapped toys. Get a raffle ticket, win a $25 gift certificate. So this first time we've done that, I think it's going to be a great partnership, you know, and help everybody in the community. We're all having a rough time these days. So, but yeah, hope to see everyone there.
December 5th.
December 5th from 6 to 8:30.
Okay, which means 10.
You know.
Yeah. Thank you, Katrina.
You're welcome. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Yet again, Jeff Roy, Christy Roy, Katrina, what they do here, they don't say no to anybody. And I mean that. The people that they probably – how many teams do you support youth-wise a year, football, baseball, everything? 10, 20, 30? Yeah, at least them. Yeah. Bubba Miller with us a few more moments. Bubba, when you started – from a freshman to a senior, you started every game but one, right? What happened on that one?
Well, we had a little bit of a misunderstanding, and it was basically a CYA for the University of Tennessee to, you know, we had gone, again, in a much different time. I had gone to dinner with a former teammate, J.J. McCleskey, who's now a secondary coach at Tulane, and we had – J.J. was in the league, so J.J. had money, and there was an agent there. And this agent was one of those, you know, couple years after the fact, just did a big tell-all on all the stuff that he had done. Well, I was like one of the few guys that was even still playing college ball, because this had maybe happened like sophomore year. And so just as a precaution, I just think Coach Dickey, Coach Former, thought, you know, it'd be best if I missed that one.
Can you imagine that happening today?
Lord, now over something so unbelievably minuscule. The crazy thing about it was just as a right to ship thing, you know, they asked me to make restitution of – I don't even know what a meal cost at that time. And the funny thing about it is, like, I didn't even have enough money to make restitution. So I called a booster who I actually had to get the, you know. So I had to call a booster to get $25 to make the restitution for the meal that was paid for by my former teammates.
Vol for Life, if there is a singular takeaway for what that means for you, what is it?
For me, it's the brotherhood and camaraderie I have with the guys that I'm on text chains with, and when Tennessee's playing, and the comments that we're making back and forth to each other, and keeping up with each other, and checking on each other, and seeing how each other's kids are doing. That's what I would say for me. Vol for Life is, it's not just about those six or seven Saturdays in Knoxville. It's about the lifelong relationships.
Who's your favorite Vol all time?
My favorite Vol of all time.
Current, past, before you, while you were there?
Mose Phillips.
Hillsboro High School. Yeah. Was that against South Carolina, that run? Was it a flare pattern?
It was a check down.
Yeah. And he got – and that run down the sideline?
Yeah, he broke.
One of the great runs in UT football history.
It would have been. It definitely would have been, but we didn't get the two-point conversion afterwards.
Yeah.
Steve Tannehill, that great Hall of Fame quarterback they had, beat us. So, yeah.
So what's your day like today?
Man, I get to spend my afternoon, go watch my daughter play some club soccer. Very excited about that. She took a little time off from club, but she makes her big re-debut today over at somewhere I've never been, over in Antioch. So I'm really excited about spending some time and watching her compete, man. It's always fun to watch your kids compete.
Thanks for doing this, Bubba. I've used the line that you know dang well what it is. I've used it, one of the great lines of all time. You're either this or that. Man, go ahead, say it.
There's only two kind of people on this planet. There's rules and there's exceptions.
NFL coach that told you that, right?
I believe it was Emmett Thomas, Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame player Emmett Thomas. But he said, man, there's two kind of players in this world. There's rules and there's exceptions, and you need to know which one you are.
And at that time, you were a rule?
Still a rule, man. Still a rule, man.
Thanks for doing this, man.
Yeah, appreciate the opportunity.
Well, you know what I think of you, too.
Well, this is fun. Call me anything. You can even call me Collect.
Collect. From the phone booth? All right. Bubba Miller has been our guest. Brandon, good job of you back in the studio. Hey, Chase McCabe is going to be here doing Prep Football Talk with Bubba. The other Bubba Spears, one of the many, and then he'll do one-on-one next Saturday as well. I'll be out of town. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend.